You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Boy, this day in the history book, Henry Hudson began exploration of what would become known as, everybody, the Hudson River. That was in 1609. Every day I go across it, I look, I thought, it doesn't look a whole lot different now than it did. If he came up now, he'd probably be like, they built a couple of things. The river looks pretty good. It does. But more importantly, iconic track and field athlete Jesse Owens was born on this day in 1913. Why is he iconic? Because he performed right in front of, I was going to say, one of the biggest races the womb has ever produced, but we kind of know Adolf Hitler that way, of course. In 1936, Summer Olympics were in Berlin, in Germany. And, of course, knowing how Adolf Hitler felt about the Aryan race and stuff, and here was a black man from the United States winning all the gold medals right in front of him and acting the perfect gentleman. Pretty amazing. Maybe he's iconic because he once said, the battles that count, this is Jesse Owens, the battles that count aren't the ones for gold medals.
Ooh.
The struggles within yourself, that's where it's at. Yeah, Jesse Owens. And that's the reason that Jesus says, be born again through me.
Wow, right? That's awesome. Yeah.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Well, the question is, what did you find out about your teacher that shocked you? And it was answered by Joe, or as we would say down south, Miss Joe, spelled J-O. So she said, this wasn't me, but my son, when he was 5 years old, we were doing some grocery shopping, and he suddenly froze. I said, what's wrong? He pointed down the aisle, and I looked to see his preschool teacher walking toward us with a big smile on her face. She and I exchanged pleasantries while my normally outgoing son cowered behind me, saying nothing. Once the teacher had left, I asked my son what was wrong. What's going on here? He asked, in shock. She lives at school. 5 years old. She lives at school. The most shocking thing for a five-year-old is to learn that his teacher has a life outside of the school and didn't actually live in the classroom.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The Sound of Life.
Right now, it's something very important. We're into the football season, as I am painfully aware. I'm so frustrated. You know, you got baseball going on. You have football going on. We had the U.S. Open tennis. That worked out pretty good. I'm not really a tennis fan, but, you know, it's so funny because I just get so frustrated. I'm like, is any team that I root for possibly going to win? But that's a whole nother story. But these are the best questions to ask your husband while watching a football game. Yes, they are right here on Cup of Joe Morning Show. You got to make sure you ask your husband, how many home runs do they need to get to a double bogey? He will be very impressed that you know those terms. Okay, so remember that one. Also, be sure to ask your husband which team you are rooting for. And remember, he doesn't choose based on colors. Okay, so you need to know that, right? And also, a really good question to ask is, why does that quarterback guy keep throwing the ball to the other team? Is that bad? Should he even be doing that? You might get a good reaction on that one. And finally, one last time, honey, which is our team again? I mean, you know, is it the one that's losing?
Awesome.
I don't know.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
I didn't really finish praying for your students, your children or grandchildren, you know? Out and about right there. Never a day not to. Riley? Really? It's one of the most popular, the moms in prayer, the moms that gather around houses around, day after day, week after week, praying for their kids. I tell you, you get a kid in school nowadays, you'd be praying for them, no doubt about it. Lord, we pray that your word would be on their hearts and in their minds as they learn. Because the Bible in Proverbs 16 says, whoever gives thought to the word will discover good and be blessed as he who trusts in the Lord. Also, Lord, we pray that they would be kind to others. Because, again, Proverbs 21 in the Bible says, whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honor. And finally, we pray, Lord, that you would give them the grace of self-control. And you know that's a proverb in the Bible. Proverb 25, man without self-control was like a city broken into and left without walls. Wow. Now I got a description. Now I'm going to pray some more. Just pray silently. This is pretty cool. Thank you very much. We're going to be a praying bunch. You know, there have been times in history when things were really bad. Really bad. And it caused people to go to prayer. I mean, from droughts to wars to unimaginable things happening. And it caused people to go to prayer. What's the saying? There's no atheist in a foxhole.
The sound of life.
I believe it. The life of Jesus. Can't say that in a lot of places. They certainly don't want you to in a lot of places. But in a lot of places, you can say it. Like on the sports microphone, especially after a big win. It happened a lot last weekend. It really did. And quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. I always mess that up. Tua, they call him. Quarterback from Miami had a microphone put in front of him after he won. Love this.
Well, congratulations on the win, and what a game. You guys go up by two with a minute 45 left. Sanders misses the extra point, so all the Chargers need is a field goal. What's going through your mind as they're driving down the field?
Well, first and foremost, I'd just like to give all the glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, nothing is possible for me.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
If you got a moment, it'd be worth it. Pretty cool. Marie discovered a little girl. She was crying alone. She discovered the girl's parents were killed, so she took her in, decided to raise her with her husband. They named her Paula. They never told her anything about her Jewish history. Paula did very well in school and later became a pediatrician. When Paula was 25, her Polish mother passed away. After the funeral, Paula's mother's friend came to her home and told Paula of the story of how she was found as a toddler. She said, when your mother found you, you were wearing this gold necklace with Hebrew on it. So Paula went into her mother's old jewelry box and found the necklace. Paula met a rabbi in Poland who confirmed that the Jewish name Devorah was inscribed on the necklace. After years of learning about the Jewish roots, or her Jewish roots, Paula decided to move to Israel. And in August of 2001, there was a terrorist attack in Jerusalem. And as a doctor, Paula was called to the hospital to help treat the wounded. When she got there, she saw an elderly man who was searching frantically for his granddaughter. The man described what she was wearing and added that she had this gold necklace on. And so Paula found his granddaughter, and at the sight of that necklace, she froze. She turned to the man and asked, where did you buy that necklace? Well, he said, I used to be a goldsmith, and I actually made that necklace. In fact, I made two identical necklaces for each of my daughters. This is my granddaughter from one of my daughters, Pinya. My other daughter, Devorah, did not survive the war. This is how Devorah was reunited with her father.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.